主席唔喺度啦，如果大家唔反對咧，我哋不如聽住介紹。
反對。
各位，剛才阿 Jimmy 有個提議，就話主席因為啱啱行開咗一陣，如果大家唔反對，就請CDD 同事先開始個 presentation。大家有冇反對 ？OK， 咁麻煩啦，韓生。
多謝各位委員。
我呢個簡呢、這個簡報咧，其實好短嘅啫。我希望就唔係我簡報完啦，主席都未翻嚟，可能幾分鐘嘅。我想講嘅咧，今日我哋想講嘅咧，就我哋建議喺中環填海計劃第三期嘅工程範圍裏邊咧嘅建造呢個填海土地保護工程。首先，等我講一講中環填海計劃第三期工程嘅基本資料先。這個填海工程項目咧，喺2003年嘅二月開始。填海造地的主要目的咧，係為咗一啲重要嘅交通運輸基礎建設提供所需嘅土地。呢啲建設係包括中環灣仔繞道啦、機場鐵路延展吊車隧道、北港島線同埋其他地面上嘅輔助道路網絡。另外，填海計劃咧，亦都為發展中環新海濱提供新嘅土地。就住呢方面嘅發展咧，規劃署已經開始咗中環新海濱城市設計研究，就為咗優化中環新海濱嘅城市設計大綱，提供詳細嘅規則同埋設計嘅指引。跟而家嘅工程進度嚟睇咧，填海工程咧會喺大約係明年嘅年底咧就會大致完成噶啦。原本工程的配套安排呢，是在中環灣仔繞道這個工程項目獲得法定授權之後呢，就會跟填海工程一起進行的。在中環填海計劃第三期工程合約裏面呢，亦都已經有相關的合約條款的安排。這個原先的安排是理想的。為什麼呢？因為中環灣仔繞道呢，橫貫整個新的填海區，是在地底之下一個雙程三線分隔行車的隧道。在這個填海工程做的時候，同時做埋這個繞道工程是合理的，因為這樣做就可以減少中環灣仔繞道和填海工程所做的地面和地底設施的衝突。但是中環灣仔繞道工程在進行法定授權的過程的時候，是受到了多次的法律挑戰，咁咧就授權嘅程序咧，亦都相當嘅延誤。咁根據而家嘅情況嚟睇咧，喺中環填海計劃第三期工程裏邊，建造中環灣仔繞道呢個可能性咧，可以講係微乎其微噶啦。咁嘅發展咧，當然係十分唔理想啦。因為大部分嘅新填海嘅土地咧嘅發展係需要等待中環灣仔繞道工程嘅完成之後，先至可以開始。咁而家暫時的估計，我們最樂觀估計，這個時間是不會早過在2013年的年中。為了解決這個問題，我們現時是建議在中環填海計劃第三期工程的範圍裏面，是做一些填海土地的保護工程。在這些工程完成之後，就要解除因為中環灣仔繞道授權程序的延誤帶來對中環新海濱發展的限制。那我們做些什麼呢？我們建議做的就是沿著中環灣仔繞道的走線的中環填海計劃第三期裡面的範圍裡面，就首先做好外面的隔牆和一塊頂板。那這些工程完成之後，就將來做中環灣仔繞道的時候，就可以在地底一個安全的環境來做，也都不再需要挖開地面。咁所以咧，新填海嘅海濱咧，亦都可以做一啲嘅發展。咁我哋計劃咧，暫時計劃咧就會完善呢個設計啦，就盡快咧就會向立法會申請撥款。喺立法會批核咗之後咧，我哋而家計劃暫時係喺出年嘅年初咧就會開始呢一個咁嘅工程。咁我哋預計咧呢個工程咧，大約去到2011年嘅年中做完。到嗰個時候咧，中環灣仔繞道對中環新海濱發展嘅限制咧，就可望可以解決啦。我簡報就係咁啦，或者睇下委員同埋主席有冇啲咩提問可以盡量答。
Thank you, 韓昌。Nick first, Chairman, just more by way of clarification than anything, statement in the paper that upon completion of the protection works, the newly reclaimed land will be available for development. But haven't we got the Sha Tin link, which will have to be catered for, and won't that again involve digging up the reclamation?
Northern Ireland Line.
Northern Ireland Line.
你想即係一陣間聽曬，然後先回應，抑或逐個回應都？
主席，主席。
We're going to have a few more. Maybe we'll wait till make comment and then respond. Yes.
Yeah, this is exactly the same question. Now that we have this one in the bag, why can't we get the protection work for the Northern Ireland Line sorted out? That should have been sorted out already. The understanding is, and maybe a couple of questions, the reserve available from the Northern Ireland Line does not provide for any reasonable deviation. I mean, the alignment for the Northern Ireland Line is pretty much fixed, given everything else that's already in place. So where it's going to be built is not the question. It's only a question of when it's going to be built. So why can't we get the protection work for the... If that's confirmed, then why can't we put the protection work in for Northern Ireland Line? Second question is for the what kind of loading does that allow the Central Windsor Bypass structure that you in place? I mean, the Urban Design Alliance has put proposals together which show that it's not going to be a naked land above it with a couple of small pavilions, but they actually show some reasonable-sized developments, a couple of stories of buildings on top of it. We want to make sure that the underground protection work that you're planning is load-bearing to the point that the Urban Design Alliance proposals of distributing some developments over and across the open space could actually be achieved. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. I also wanted to check the clearance between the ground level to the top of the tunnel area or the box. You say it's 3 to 4.5 meters. Is that the maximum that clearance that you can get? Or could it be lower than that? And the reason is, as part of the UDA proposal, there was also an inner harbor, and we wanted to know about, you know, the feasibility of the inner harbor if it were to happen.
Okay, time to make a comment. Okay, I'll ask Han Sheng to answer the questions about the last few points, okay?
就是北港島線的問題，其實就北港島線或者我們看回這張圖都看得到那個走線範圍，它好像史萬文先生這樣說，其實已經是定了的了，但是這個問題就是個需要呢是暫時未確立，其實最早都去到2016年才會再復檢這個北港島線那個需要那個問題，是到2016年才是會再復檢，所以現在暫時來說呢就沒有一個、就是、需要呢我們可以即刻是說可以撥款是做這個這樣的保護，但是我亦都想告訴委員聽，其實如果你看回中環灣仔繞道和北港島線那兩個、就是、走線來說呢，影響過中環新海濱主要來說是中環灣仔繞道這個北港島線和這個機場吊車隧道呢也都是比較埋一些的、啊、就如果那個程度上來說呢是會有一個分別在這裡。至於就說那個 loading 就是那個重量的問題呢，其實我們的設計呢就是50kPa、啊、50kPa、啊、這個已經是預留了一些是重比較重一點的、就是、發展在上面的了。最後一個問題就是說關於那個所謂 clearance 是多少呢，或者看回這張投影片，一般來說是3至4.5米，不過我就想帶出其實我們這塊頂板只是一個臨時的性質的，你看回我們這個切面圖，其實中環灣仔繞道的走線其實就是虛線那裡代表的，這一塊頂板是一個臨時性質，做這個中環灣仔繞道的時候，亦都這塊頂板就不會是一個永久的設施來的。
多謝主席。因為嗰依個都相當技術性嘅問題咧，同埋即係都幾複雜嘅工程問題，咁我都需要一啲時間先至可以理解。但係咧，我係有一個好大嘅關注咧，係關於嗰、那個即係而家即係希望想起一個咁樣樣嘅保護工程，就做一啲 diaphragm wall 啦。咁但我理解喺時間上邊咧，正正而家成個中環海濱規劃咧，其實仲未完成。咁因為都仲喺嗰個 A 方案、B 方案嗰、那個城市設計研究嗰度咧，就仍然係未有一個最後嘅即係城市設計方案。咁如果喺呢一個時候進行咗，即係呢一個嘅保護工程，會否又成為嗰個方，即係嗰個城市設計嘅一個既定事實、一個障礙，而影響到即係嗰個城市設計方案嘅決定咧？即係呢一個嘅即係額外嘅工程，比方話呢一啲嘅diaphragm wall 啊，啲板啊、板塊咁樣嘅地方，即係會否即係影響即係上蓋嘅設計嘅地基問題啊？或者係會唔會影響到某一啲嘅設施不能夠喺依個地方嘅地面發生？咁依啲有否係即係各個部門咧係彼此即係研究過？我最關注嘅就係話，依一個工作倘若係成為嗰個規劃嘅城市設計方案嘅一個限制嘅時候咧，咁本人未必可以暫時喺呢一刻咧係去支持呢一個方案。多謝主席。
不如等埋佢哋一齊啦，就係咁樣。Andrew and then who else want it? Is it Paul and then
question?
Andrew, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Question about the North Island line again. Is there a view expressed from the MTRC at this point in time in what they see as the future need? First question. Comment supplemental to that is that I think from the point of view of the community, from all of the engagement I've seen, the piece of land we're talking about is critical to getting it finished as soon as possible and keeping it as Hong Kong's front door. We've been talking about this as being the gateway to Hong Kong. The Tamar project will be there. That will be a completed building. I think the option of digging up this plot of land again in the future, once it's been finished and turned over to the community as a waterfront, to provision the North Island Line, is really an unthinkable horror. And I don't think we should go down that route. And I think that there should be a really long, hard look at whether or not this North Island Line is ever going to be there. And if it's not going to be there ever in the future, even if we're looking at the population growth in Hong Kong at 10 million, as we see perhaps projected into the future, if we can't make these decisions early and actually engage and embark on a sensible plan of action at this point in time, then I think we're going to have to forego this forever, because I think digging up this front lawn of Hong Kong is going to be really just not a desirable thing to be doing. So I think this is something we really need to get on the table, and it needs to be, there needs to be early engagement of the community. I would be very interested, though, to hear the MTRC's view on this. Of course, they will tell you that their ridership statistics probably don't support it today, but based on population growth, tourism growth numbers in Hong Kong, the expansion of the one-way visitors to Hong Kong, et cetera, there's going to be increasing pressure on the ridership on the North Island Line, I believe. On the existing MTR system. And, well, there we have it. I just think this is not an option.
Paul, and then Sujata.
Chairman, I believe that it's Mr. Philip Jung should answer these questions. My latest read of the papers that were presented in Letchko on the issue of the Northern Ireland Line are such that it was an issue of the financing and who was going to pay for the underground protection work. That was the only obstacle. And the obstacle was this, that if the MTR had to pay for it, they wanted to have a project approval by the government. The government is not proceeding with project approval because they've worked on the South Island Line and the West Island Line first. But there's not an issue of whether we need Northern Ireland Line, it's when we need Northern Ireland Line. And the only dispute that has been there since 2003 is who pays for the underground protection work. Government doesn't want to pay for it, they want the MTR to pay for it. MTR is not going to pay for it unless they have project approval. Government is not proceeding with project approval. So the whole thing is stuck with the Transport Bureau. It's nothing to do with whether we need it. Everybody agrees that we need it. It's only a matter of when we need it. And the alignment is reserved, it's all set out for it. So if the Transport Bureau can get off there and then make sure that this gets done, then we can resolve this issue. Because the impact, if we can have the map back, is enormous. The map of showing the Northern Ireland Line alignment on your screen. You can show terminal, but then everybody can have a look at that here, is the impact of what runs over it. Northern Ireland Line here, the orange yellow there on the south side, and then what runs over this is if we put P2 on it now. The entire length of P2, which is the crucial surface road for distribution for traffic in the entire area, has to be dug open all the way from the IFC all the way to Tamar. Then in Tamar, the alignment goes through the entrance to the chief executive office and goes through the entrance of the Letchco building. It is complete berserk that the Transport Bureau does not proceed with getting this thing off. We're doing all this work now on getting the underground protection work for the central one side bypassed on. Why can't the Transport Bureau not resolve this issue? It is not a big investment. It's not technically a big problem to put the diaphragm walls with an upper cap on that one. And then it's resolved. It's just somebody needs to get off their chair and move this. And then it gets done rather than keep pointing fingers. Chairman.
Oh, I don't know whether some of these questions Mr. Horn could answer, but we'll let Mr. Horn respond after this question, and other members of the Bureau, if they feel like following up on some of these questions, by all means. Sujata, you have a question? Or
a clarification on what would be the real clearance between the ground level and the tunnel?
And when it's completed.
中環灣仔繞道將來的橫切面，佢將來的橫切面你都睇到咧，佢兩旁咧係有呢個低分窩嘅，有幕牆嘅。佢亦都有一塊係頂板，但個頂板咧當然就唔係好似而家我哋嗰個臨時頂板咁淺啦。咁而家我哋要做嘅嘢咧，我哋只不過咧就係話咧喺兩旁做好呢個低分窩先，同埋做一塊臨時嘅頂板，將來做呢一個中環灣仔繞道嘅時候咧，就無需要再挖喺個路面內挖落去啦。 咁其實咧，如果你話喺翻新海濱解除嗰個設計限嗰個發展限制嚟講咧，其實我覺得一個好事，因為我就可以早啲就已經係放翻笪地出嚟，出面上面嘅發展係會快咗，就唔係講緊係話加咗限制喺度。即我希望解釋清楚呢點先。咁至於就或者簡單啲問題答翻Sujeta嗰個問題就話，頂狗上嚟講，即係嗰個 頂板究竟嗰個clearance有幾多咧？嗰個離路面係幾多咧？一般嚟講咧係八至九米度。咁但係你頭先我見到我哋個臨時嗰個咧係做兩三米，呢個一個技術上嘅設計問題嘅。如果我做得太深嘅話咧，對嗰塊頂板嘅負荷咧，我哋咧係需要咧係中間要做一啲所謂中間嘅頂啊頂住佢先。如果係咁嘅時候咧，就會對將來做將來灣仔繞道嘅時候咧帶嚟太多限制啦。咁所以我哋做一塊臨時頂板就咁解嘅啫。 咁至於就我諗即係問好多問題都係關於嗰個北港島線嗰個問題啦。其實我諗即係呢個一般工程嗰個項目都係應該係咁樣嘅。我自己個人睇法啦，就係話首先你要確立咗個需要先啦。如果確立咗需要，先至開始係會係用錢落去啦。咁我頭先都講清楚啦，其實就係我哋同呢個路政署咧，亦都係傾過呢個問題。
Thank you, Chairman. Maybe let me supplement what Mr. Hong has just explained to the committee about the need for the North Island Line. Indeed, this project is in Railway Development Strategy 2000, which was drawn up 8 years ago. When the idea was mooted in those days, the project was intended to tackle the forecast congestion on the MTR Island Line. Anyway, having regard to the change planning parameters, having regard to the changes in the expected development along the north shores of Hong Kong Island, we believe the forecast congestion of the Island Line may not occur as early as what has been expected. Together with the Southern and Central Link, we believe the Island Line should have some more spare capacity. So at the present moment, we are looking at that the North Island Line will not be needed until towards the latter half of the next decade. So as what has just been explained, we do not think it's the present time to spend resources on doing protection works for the North Island Line. We have been in discussion with MDRC on this particular issue. And of course, MDR has its own views, which we do not necessarily share. But that is the present position.
Thank you, Philip. Yes, Andrew.
Philip, thank you for that answer. I mean, it basically answers the simple question, which is a North Island Line needed? Even if it's going to be 2020, 2030, doesn't really matter. It's going to be needed. Mm-hmm. Then we can ask the economic questions. What's the net present value of making the prevention works today against the cost of doing those intervention works later, and the cost to the community and the disruption more broadly in social, environmental, and economic terms? If there's been no socio-economic feasibility study done of doing this early intervention versus making the intervention later, which I will believe will be untenable, then I don't think we've really got an answer to say that we can actually move forwards with this overall plan. I mean, fully support the protection works for the road tunnel, but I think we should also put in the protection works early for the North Island Line on the basis that you've already said it is going to be needed, but at later date. It's not, as Paul said, it's a question of when, not if. And we know it's a when, so we need to put those prevention works in early because the cost will be astronomical when we come to do it later.
Chairman, just looking on the internet, I see figures like $2.3 billion more on the issue of the question that you just asked, if I just search the net on that. On the
okay, I think... Professor Wong has some comment on this as well.
多謝主席。就住呢個問題咧，我有一個咁嘅睇法咧，就係、是基本上我諗呢條中環灣仔 U 道同埋呢個即係North Island Line 咧，我相信就冇乜機會會係同一時間會興建嘅。我相信咁所以如果你咁樣睇咧，就係、是、話我哋而家 either 選擇就係我哋take 咗呢個 option， 於是乎咧，我哋起碼減少咗一次再掘地先。咁到時如果將來要做，咁嗰個就無可避免啦。但如果我哋今次唔做呢一個咧，就基本上好肯定地，我哋要掘兩次嘅。咁所以如果從呢個角度去睇咧，就我就覺得即係呢一個 既然呢個 protection work 係真係可以幫到我哋，即係嗰個中環嗰個海濱長廊可以早一啲可以俾大家公眾享用，而又唔需要喺即係隔幾年之後又要再掘起去做翻個中環灣仔 U 道，咁所以基於呢個原因咧，我係贊成先做咗呢一個部分先。咁當然我都會明白，就係話頭先嘅討論就係關於嗰個鐵路方面嗰個討論咧，就我相信即係呢個時機喺今日我哋即係今日可以就住頭先提到嗰個工程個合約嗰邊可以做咗先。咁如果係喺譬如喺短期之內或者如果再大家係傾到有一個方案嘅話咧，咁可以再考慮。咁變咗我哋都唔需要話去 stop 咗呢一個咁嘅機會，一個好嘅機遇就係我哋可以先好早。我相信個工程完咗，我哋馬上可以展開嗰個海濱長廊啦。咁變咗可以公眾就早啲使用。咁所以我就即係支持呢個做法。
處長，
我冇比頭先幾位同事俾嗰啲答案咧更加好啲嘅答案。不過咧就由工程嘅角度咧，我有三點咧想提出嚟，等大家都考慮一下。當然因為那個NIL 即是北港島線的時間，在現時來說我們其實真的看不到一個比較確切的時間，還有個需要呢其實我們剛才也都有討論過，其實有很多人提過出來，譬如那個 ERP 是不是要重新考慮呢？那我們個說法呢就是那個中環灣仔繞道呢，在起中環灣仔繞道完成之前呢，其實 ERP 呢未必真的起到那個作用。但是中環灣仔繞道起完了之後呢，我們可能有另外一系列的，我們到時需要可能檢討個交通需要和到時的交通情況。啊、北港島線的需要呢，我想到時可能應該會一併去再看看。咁所以喺呢個階段咧，係唔係值得好似中環灣仔繞道咁抌一筆錢落去做定一啲 protection work 咧？咁嗰度係有個疑問喺度。咁另外一個咧就係係唔係我哋而家冇 protection work for 個北港島線咧，就將來一定起唔到北港島線咧？咁呢個又未必啊。將來嗰個要起嗰陣時候，用咩形式、用咩方法去起咧？將來我哋可能仲有一啲。方法或者設計啊，甚至乎因為嗰、那個技術上嘅改善啊，即係 technology advancement， 我諗即係一路都改進緊嘅，係咪一定要打開將來嗰個地面先至起得條北港島線咧？這個又未必嚇，咁、所以呢個都又係存在有啲唔係好明朗嘅因素喺度。第三咧，頭先黃教授都提過就係、是。那個北港島線的考慮呢，照計就不應該考慮，不應該影響我們現時對於那個中環灣仔繞道那個保護那個措施那個決定、啊、所以這兩個應該可以分開來處理、多謝
多謝張Vincent。
我真好多謝韓先生答翻我頭先嗰個問題啦，咁即係如果佢係冇對於即係日後嘅規劃構成限制嘅時候，咁我唔會反對呢個做法啦。咁我就即係促請政府就話，即係似乎如果我哋做咗一個咁嘅臨時嘅保護嘅結構，就可以讓嗰個地面咧就可以即係交翻俾市民去做一啲嘅美化同埋綠化嘅工作啦。咁即係呢個就。變咗我得到嘅理解就係我無需要等到，即係無需要等到呢個中環灣仔繞道建成咧，嗰、那個地面先至可以做到一啲即係海濱活化嘅工作啦。咁即係話其實可以俾喺即係呢個正在呢個興建中環灣仔繞道嗰七年裡面咧，中間呢一段時間咧就可以去即係實施。一啲不論係 quick win 或者係臨時或者係永久嘅一啲活化工作咧，咁似乎可以喺中環進行。咁我希望即係執到即係呢一個方案之後咧，就可以政府可以去度一度，係咪可以較早地咧，係將呢一個地方咧係俾到市民。主席，剛才我聽到一個即係好多爭議關於嗰個北港島線嗰個問題。 咁我就覺得即係好奇怪咧，即係今日就講到個北港島線咧，就好似有牌都唔使要咁。但係當日拆個皇后碼頭嗰陣時咧，就話北港島線咧就係嗰個皇后碼頭就阻住咗條北港島線，阻住咗嗰個地鐵掉頭隧道。咁就講到實牙實齒，終於就拆咗個皇后碼頭。而家今拆咗啦，咁今日咧就話嗰條北港島線咧，其實咧2016年咧都唔會 review。咁我。咁所以我其實我無意翻舊帳啊，但係即係我亦都不是贊成或者反對北港島線，但係即係睇到越坐得耐咧，就越發現咧，即係呢啲咁嘅理據咧，即係啱你咪要，唔啱你咪唔要咯。咁主席呢個即係以後半部都係一個感嘆嚟嘅啫，多謝主席嚇。
OK， 那我唔知道發展局仲有冇其他補充，阿俊係咪啊 ？OK。
我諗我希望唔好被誤解啊！我唔係話北港島線唔需要嚇，而係嗰個時間性咧，我哋需要一啲時間再去睇睇嚇。即係喺現時嚟講咧，我哋未 firmly establish 得到咧，我係幾時需要嗰條北港島線？
多謝張居偉。Well,
yes, no.
Let's go. How about Nick, Paul, and then Sudha. Okay,
right. Sorry, Chairman. Respect to Mr. Chan. I mean, to suggest that technologies are going to change over the next 5 years to the extent that we're going to be able to build this in a different way. I mean, that doesn't carry weight. I mean, I just believe Andrew's proposal is the right one. You know, in net present value terms.This has to be done. It's required. We should just get on with it. I don't think we can wait on things and hope that technologies may mean that we don't have to dig up the reclamation in 5 years' time. That's not the real world, Chairman. Thank you.
Paul, please. The first half of the protection work for the Northern Ireland Line is actually the Airport Express overrun tunnel. So you've advised us that the Northern Ireland Line might never be happening, but the Airport Express overrun tunnel, especially in light of the third runway. We know that the demand for the Airport Express has been lower than expected, but the question is when will the Airport Express runway, so we can run both stations that have been built already. When will that then be required, and whether there's a timeline for that? And Chairman, maybe there is no time for answers today.And maybe it's better that ACC, we decide on an action, which is that government comes back to us with more detail on this issue, that we support the Central Monza Bypass underground works. Maybe we can be told what that's going to cost. Gives us a bit of an idea about how much it will cost if we do the same for the Northern Ireland line. And that in terms of responding on either the Airport Express overrun tunnel, which is the first part, or the Northern Ireland line all the way to the ACC, what is the cost difference of putting it in now and in future? I agree with technology. We've seen in the past that all technologies of boring underground in an environment where there is massive tunnels, ducting, cables, existing pumping stations and so on are basically completely impossible. So any suggestion that we're going to have some kind of a hyper technology machine that is going to crawl through it seems to be extremely surprising, because it would solve so many problems elsewhere. For example, minimizing temporary reclamation on the other side. But so that's if we can have those issues, then we may be dealt with in the future with clear identification of numbers. Thank you.
Thanks, Shijita.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I think while we are going ahead with this proposal for central reclamation and protective work, I think look at what was suggested earlier is sustainable transport. And when you look at sustainable transport for the area, transit should be looked at. And if we are going to...Because it won't, protective work for North Island Line will not be done now, then in the future it is impossible to dig up and get it. We may forego the North Island Line. Can we afford that? That is a question that should be answered. And we definitely, for Central Harbour Front, you need to be looking at it more as an area that is...going to be very people-friendly, transit-friendly, not vehicular-friendly. So it's not vehicular-dominated, let me put it that way. And I think you have earlier, I remember when Central, Sharton Central link was given to KCR at that time, and the MTR were different organizations. There was a lot of problems that were created as a result. But now you have MTR, KCR and MTR have merged, and you have one organization. So this is the time to actually look at Sha-Tin Central Link and North Island Link together and actually make this happen. Otherwise, I think Hong Kong will be promoting more traffic congestion, and no matter how many tunnels we build, we'll be building more. So I think it's important to look at it more with a broader vision, long-term value, rather than we don't need it now, therefore we go ahead with this. And then later you find you can't dig up. So you've buried the option before it even was given birth. So look at it again, please, I think.
Thank you. Any further comments? No? Andrew?
Just one very brief one. I mean, again, it's a comment which supports a North Island line inclusion from a sustainable transport point of view. The existing commentary, I guess, I get frequently when I speak to people that use the outlying islands ferry piers now, compared to before the reclamation works, was the distance from the existing MTR. And they're trying to use the MTR line as a backbone for sustainable transport. The distance is very great. The rationale of having a North Island line, which is more proximate to the waterfront, is an access event. It's an accessibility issue. It's supporting sustainable transport as a logic and having accessibility enhancements. And from a harbourfront enhancement point of view, the logic seems great to make the provision for that. It's accessibility to sustainable transport. It's joined up thinking in that regard. So I understand the needs issue. And demonstrating that the ridership is there. We've always had those arguments in Hong Kong, whether it's the number of people in Tsuen Kwan O and the readiness for the Tsuen Kwan O line, etc., hitting threshold numbers before we start to put provisions in. But I believe that argument in when you're moving into a sustainable development model is a flawed argument, and we need to have a more forward thinking approach.
Thanks, Andrew. Jimmy, please.
我今次發言是主要想聽清楚有關的基礎的問題。我們看到這個工程，它有一些前置的需要，就是第一個需要就是我們中環灣仔繞道，如果要配合的話，你的而且確是要做一些前置的工程，做一些做。這個剛才看到最希望是，如果不是你用不到2013做不到的話，以後那個可能配合的交通的擠塞情況未能 因為中環和灣仔繞道的建成之後，是有所裨益的，這是跟我有一個連結性，我覺得有個需要在這裏。如果這個需要，剛才說到有沒有北港島線這個設立，因為我不是工程的，不過我們聽到就是，如果你這樣做的話，是不是真的日後就是這個北港島線的一個定線？我相信，我們聽不到，我想聽的，但是一直都聽不到，這個就是不是日後一條連線。 所以在這裏的時候，我們知道是有這樣的長遠的需要，但是現在定到線，我們暫時不考慮住。但是中環繞道的而且我們需要，這是第一個。第二個，也同樣這個地方，如果我們早點做了之後，是整個，我們中環和灣仔的海濱那裡是早一點是可以用得到的，這個也是事實。所以我覺得在這個情況下，是沒有一個衝突，說不行的。我再引用剛才 剛才最好就是我提過，就是有很多一些工程點可以展開，就是要好，即是有啲技術的人員是會講出來，好有肯定，即是日後是為咗公眾利益呢一方面去做戲。即是至於會唔會有啲咩頭先阿Vincent講嗰啲，我哋唔好提啦。即是最緊係公眾利益，即是日後做完之後，我哋交通解決咗，早啲見到一個即是中環海濱嘅長廊出現呢啲咧。 交通亦都問題解決，呢個係我哋即係期望嘅，喺共建委港委員會每一個委員坐喺度咧，都係希望見到呢一樣嘢。所以我個人咧睇到頭先呢咁嘅需要咧，同埋一啲前置性嘅即係前置性嘅需要咧，咁我覺得我係支持呢個嘅工程行先嘅。
多謝先。嗯，阿韓昌有冇咩補充或者咩嘛
？Brief response to Paul's point about the extent overrun tunnel. Just for information. We have got a part of the extended overrun tunnel being constructed. under our contract. Yes, for the safety. But in terms of the other sections, basically it's a capacity issues.
Okay. 假如冇，咁我哋多謝恆生同你個同事。Okay.